Thank you and welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture, returning to the thoughts of Kevin Dooling, KD Investors out in Washington. His thoughts on the grains.
Well, for corn and beans, it's telling me there's a lot of corn and beans and wheat, for that matter, in the center part of that country. I mean, from North Dakota straight south, I mean, there's a lot of grain in those areas. You get to the west of that, east of that, things change pretty quick. So it's going to be really hard to quantify or hold a basis, you know, kind of projection. Just it's really going to be micro regional. I've been encouraged. I feel like, you know, the Pacific Northwest soybean basis really started to move, you know, right at the beginning of the government shutdown, and something was obviously happening behind the scenes there. And we may get some light on that tomorrow. And then the same thing with our white wheat. It started to kind of do the same thing. We're getting back to normal levels that suggest there's a much tighter supply out there than what the government's telling us. So I'm encouraged by some of that, discouraged by a little bit on the corn side. Not sure if it's going to matter. I mean, shoot, we blew above the 200 day today, and, you know, we'll see how we close the week. But, you know, we got some work to do on that market. On the fundamental traditional side, I 100% agree. That scares me to death, and that's very likely what we see. Longer term, I think the boat's turned. I think the investment community is probably large enough, and if we're reading this thing right and the charts are correct, it's going to catch. It's going to catch. So, yeah, we're apt to see a pretty ugly day tomorrow, but, you know, I might be wrong. We'll see where the buyers are in this thing, because, like I say, what else is out there to buy that's so cheap? So, yeah. I don't know. And why exactly? What scares me about tomorrow's report is the way that was just out of the blue. It's like, hey, the government's shut down. We're not going to have to deal with WASAs for a while. And all of a sudden, boom, we're going to have one November 14th. It's like, well, where'd that come from? What's the motive on that? They just think we need that, but we don't need the export sales. I mean, the export sales are real numbers. The WASDA numbers are not. Those are just estimates. So why not give us the real numbers when you got them? So I don't understand that. So
Kevin Dooling on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon. His comments, of course, referring to today's report at 11 a.m. In the meantime, here's a report you can count on. An on-farm report that identifies efficiencies and opportunities on pork farms. Sustainability for America's pig farmers is about doing what's right for pigs, people, and the planet, guided by the industry's We Care ethical principles. The Pork Cares Farm Impact Report program helps strengthen market demand for pork, foster valuable partnerships with the supply chain, and elevate pork's reputation as both nutritious and planet-friendly. Through the Sustainable Continuous Improvement Plan, or SCIP, sustainability expands beyond the barn. Here's Eugenia Hartsook, Director of Grant Administration with the National Pork Board.
The SCIP is really a great opportunity for producers because it allows them to identify ways that they can increase efficiency within their specific operation through looking at a variety of measures and changes that will have significant impact and really help them increase their profitability.
Farmers with a completed Pork Cares Farm Impact Report can use a technical assistant, professionals who help them take practical steps toward reaching their sustainability goals.
What they're getting is access also to a non-biased, research-based group of technical assistants that can come in and help them truly analyze their own data and set those personal goals. Then the producer can use that information to make the changes that they want. Then it's giving them a tool that they can tell their sustainability story.
The SCIP plan identifies opportunities and implements data-driven improvements tailored to their specific operation, turning insights into meaningful action for continuous sustainability progress.
So everything is data-driven, and the producers are able to utilize tools that show exactly what the impact of the changes that they select are going to have on their operations. Additionally, I think another wonderful feature of this is that this is provided to our pork producers through pork checkoff dollars. So there's no additional investment required by the producer.
Hartsook said SCIP allows producers to set both short and long-term goals, helping them see a return on investment early through measurable short-term successes, while also understanding how larger long-term improvements can impact their operation. First step, though, requesting a Pork Cares Farm Impact Report. You can do that at porkcheckoff.org under the Sustainability tab. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.